Hi, I'm Preeti Singh, a New Delhi-based writer, editor, and communications coach with 2 decades of wandering the wilderness that is policy research and media, both print and digital. I love reading crime fiction, love editing some non-fiction myself, and have been teaching business communication and writing for the past 5 years. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter and connect with me there. My handle is Truth About Nobody, TRUTHABTNOBODY. That's Truth About Nobody. I hope to connect with you there. Welcome to the Good Comms Podcast with me, Preeti Singh, where I share bite-sized thoughts, tips and tricks to help you brush up on your verbal and non-verbal communication skills. Well, today I must admit that lately I've been a terrible podcaster. Podcasts are like babies, you see, and you need to nurture them no matter what may be going on with you, even if you have only a handful of listeners. So, no more of that. I'm going to get better at this and come out and say no to myself for my earlier promise twice weekly episodes. I'm going to be realistic and do an episode a week from now on. And this week, I want to talk about a simple two-letter word, N-O, no, and the immense punch that it packs. Such a little word, carrying so much power and import, and so difficult to say sometimes, with such heavy-duty consequences as well. Consequences of ignoring it when someone else says it to you, forcing yourself to say it when you don't wish to, saying it and then regretting it. Consequences of not being able to say it when you really want to. And each of them comes bearing a gravity all its very own. In this episode, I want to focus on the last one, about not being able to say no when you ideally should or sincerely want to, for reasons either personal or professional. Saying no, it's an art, one that many of us may take a lifetime to master, but one that every effective communicator must learn to practice at least. How do you say no when you truly mean it? How do you say no without hurting someone, without letting people down? How do you say no without keeping a window of possibility open in the future? What if you can't do something right now, but you do wish to avail of another opportunity later on? How do you then say no and still preserve a tenuous relationship, or at least keep a foot in the door? Most of us struggle with that one, don't we? I know I've cursed myself often for not being able to string those two harmless letters together even when I've really wanted to, when I've needed to. Be it extra work you're honestly unable to handle, or a project you're not sure you can undertake at a given time, the reasons could be different for each. Paucity of time, lack of resources, not worth an investment or effort on your part when it comes to what is likely to accrue to you, be it career advancement, accolades, appreciation, or adequate remuneration. All of the above, perhaps? That last one, inadequate remuneration, is the bane of good guys everywhere, isn't it? Conscientious employees, freelancers like yours truly, the doozy I face a lot sometimes is working without getting paid for my best efforts or my time. Above all, my expertise. Efforts or expertise that others charge a fortune for. I've lost count of the number of times I've heard this, even from casual acquaintances. You're so good, yeah. I don't know anything about this. Not like you do. It's just a simple enough thing for you, nah? It'll just take you a few minutes, please. It's almost as if you're being punished for hard work or for being good at what you do, isn't it? And if you refuse, then you're made to feel lazy, peevish, or even plain petty for saying no. Well, the reason I feel like arguing that I can do certain things quite well, sometimes only in a few minutes, is because I've invested time, patience, effort, blood, sweat and tears perfecting the art of doing them better than others. Then there are other consequences. Things often get held up, important decisions are delayed, only because people can't find it in themselves to say no. Or it is the other way around. Sometimes people say no too quickly, without taking a beat to think about the fallout, or of missed opportunities. Well, it's easy for me to tell you that there is a long list of do's and don'ts behind the use of that innocuous little word no. And I will tell you that it requires preparation, tact, logic, some cost-benefit analysis, dollops of diplomacy, soft skills, and an emotional intelligence combined with rational thought that every good communicator needs to master. Sounds scary? Well, it's not. Try a couple of simple things. Stand your ground. Gently. Always offer an alternative. Offer an IOU when you can. Lay down your terms and make a case for why it will cost you more to say yes or merely to dismiss it out of hand. Here are a few things you can do when you're compelled, for whatever reason, to say no. Choose your words carefully. Sound proactive rather than reactive when saying no to someone. You may add phrases like, at this time, or say that, given that I'm in the middle of a crucial project that requires my undivided attention, here is an alternative solution. Or, here is how I can think I can help at this time. You may add things like, let me suggest a viable alternative, or let me put you in touch with someone who will be able to help you, especially when you're in a position to do so. Never underestimate the power of alternate solutions, the choice of positive words, and equally positive body language. Don't say no too quickly or outright. Give it a beat, even if you know you are ultimately going to deny the request. Be as honest as you can. Lay out your limitations or current restrictions on your time. Learn to let people down gently when you have to say no. Help them out of a jam, perhaps, without offering yourself as the solution, if you are in a position to do that. Say no if you must, to preserve your time, energy, or just your sanity. But learn to avoid the word if the only thing holding you back is a fear of the unknown. That's where I'd advise you to cast your caution or reluctance aside and use your discretion against the urge to refuse. So I'll end this by saying that every time you're able to lay those fears aside and take a chance on something that lies outside your comfort zone, take it. I guarantee that you will be even more surprised with the adventures that lie in store for you if you're to use a string of three letters instead. When you must let go of your fear of the unknown and just say yes. So, what's holding you back? Well, folks, that's it from me this week. If you'd like me to focus on anything specific, you may drop me a line at thetruthaboutnobody@gmail.com. That's thetruthaboutnobody@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to the Good Comms podcast on your favorite listening apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. Till the next time, keep the faith and stay safe. See you soon!